with the removal of perception, in other words, when you stop projecting out and you see the world as it is, the radiance of divinity shines forth as the exquisite beauty and perfection of the world. I remember the first time I saw that, because I had surrendered everything to God and was in a high and very rarefied space. Hardly anybody had ever been there. I saw a few people had been there over the ages. And then it dawned on me that I had surrendered everything to God, but I had not surrendered life to God. So I surrendered everything, all that I have, all that I have been, all I believe, everything I could say about myself. And then I said, "This too I surrender to thee, O Lord," and I laid down my life to God. And there were a few moments of very intense agony, extreme agony, as I felt myself dying. And I was dying. That which I had been died. And then suddenly, the door opened up and the exquisite perfection and the radiance of divinity shone forth. It was like blinding. It's like the beauty is so stunning, it just knocks you back on your feet. The radiance, the divinity, the perfection of all that exists. In ordinary life, we blind ourselves to it because, for one thing, you can't really function in that state. And I didn't. I didn't function for quite a while. I didn't function for years even. By revelation, one sees the true reality of life. That is, the exquisite perfection of all that exists is due to the fact that all that exists is divinity. Everything that you see here is an expression of divinity. Divinity as this table, divinity as this paper Kleenex, divinity as this soda bottle, divinity as this pointer, divinity as the coffee, divinity as Susie.